mistake, but you don't know what the Marrickville DCP says.
No.
So that mightn't be an incorrect statement.
Well, there are aspects of the statement that are incorrect.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. So I can give you that
you've sent to the council that we haven't seen. Is that what you're saying?
No, and I'm not sure why you wouldn't have seen that, but it was sent to the council and we got an acknowledgement last Friday that it was sent to the council. So they might be out on a table or something somewhere.
That might be why, if it was submitted last Friday, we had our documents before that.
It said that you're supposed to submit the documents on the Friday before the meeting.
All right. Okay.
I can give you a copy of this one here.
Just a second, Mr. Lonergan, before we go any further. Do you want to adjourn to Mr. Staveley?
Yes,
the panel's decided to adjourn to consider the position a little further, and we'll do that now. And we'll return in due course. Hopefully it won't be too long. Apologies to the rest of the people waiting for their matters to be dealt with.
Yeah, sorry. Yeah, it is. It is.
Yeah.
Thank you. We'll now resume the local planning panel meeting of the 13th of August 2019. Ms Taylor will proceed as...
Thank you, Mr Chairman.
The panel has checked with the council and the Inner West local panel mailbox, and nothing was received from you, unfortunately, Mr Lonergan. We have 18 reasons for refusal, which the panel believes they will uphold in this instance, and leave it to you to consider a review if you need to do so upon this time. So my recommendation is refusal for the 18 reasons given in the council town planning report.
Thank you, and take a vote. I'll ask the panel to indicate their support or not of that recommendation.
I agree with the recommendation.
Yes, I agree with the recommendation.
Thank you, I agree as well. Therefore, Ms Taylor, are you going to read out the recommendation, or shall I?
If you wouldn't mind, just...
All right.
Okay, here we are.
Okay.
The applicant made a written request pursuant to clause 4.6 of the Marrickville Local Environmental Plan, and the council has recommended against this application. After considering the written request from the applicant, however, the panel is not satisfied. It adequately demonstrates the matters under clause 4.63 are satisfied, being that compliance with the standard is unnecessary in the circumstances of the case, and that there are sufficient environmental grounds to support the variation. The proposed development will not be in the public interest because the exceedance is inconsistent with the objectives of the development standard. And therefore, the Inner West Local Planning Panel refuses development application number DA 2018-570 for construction of a three-storey plus attic level boarding house and basement car park at 319 Trafalgar Street, Petersham, for the reasons found in Attachment A in the Council Town Planning Report. That's a unanimous refusal.
Yes, thank you, Ms Taylor. We'll now proceed to item 4 on the agenda, which is DA 2016-00172.02, 110 Addison Road, Marrickville, to construct a support wall against the southern boundary wall to enable the retention of the existing southern boundary wall in its entirety and set back the southern basement wall by 700 millimetres. Now, I have two speakers registered for this, the Jasmine Andrews and the Benjamin Black. Is Jasmine Andrews here? Would you like to come forward? Thank you. Just remember to press the button on the microphone.
Thank you.
Just like that.
Yes.
All right.
Just identify yourself, if you will.
All right. Well, I'm Jasmine Andrews, and I'm one of the owners of the adjoining property at 1 Illawarra Road.
Mm-hmm.
I've read the development assessment report. We're grateful to the author for acknowledging our concerns raised in the submissions. We're largely supportive of the recommendations that are contained in that report. I just wanted to draw attention and add some comments to a few of those recommendations, particularly retaining the boundary wall and setting back the basement wall from the boundary and providing the footpath along the wall of the granny flat and garage, which is not referenced in that initial summary report, but it's contained further on, I think, on page 215 of the larger document. The wall is very important to us for maintaining our privacy and security, especially given that there's going to be a public walkway along that boundary wall and that the bins will be stored along there and things like this. Now, the report mentions that the awning of the back deck is attached to the wall, but we actually want to note that the deck itself is secured to the wall as well, so it's quite important that it stays in place as well. There's no mention in there of previous suggestions that we were supposed to remove our awning over our deck in order for them to comply with overshadowing problems, and we really do not support having to remove our awning, and we're not really clear on where we stand with that at the moment because that wasn't mentioned in there. So we support the recommendation for keeping the wall. We also want to note that the report mentioned there are other documents within there saying that the full height of the wall will only be retained in sections of the wall, but we actually need it for the entire length of it to maintain our amenity and the value of our property. We also support the recommendation for constructing the other supporting wall to preserve that existing wall. With regards to the basement, the setback of 700 mils, I mean, not that we're expert engineers in any sense, but it gives us a greater sense of comfort than the original plans to excavate right up to the boundary, as the boundary is only 20 centimetres from the wall at the closest point. The boundary is 20 centimetres from our house at the closest point, so the foundation's been quite close. And excavating to such a depth so close is obviously a great concern to us. So we're just seeking assurance that any excavation of the basement will not in any way damage our property or put our family at risk. Also, just quickly on the basement, we seeking to have an additional requirement placed prior to excavation, that given that the local area was previously swampland and this is that particular site is the lowest point in the area, we feel that there's actually a possibility of the site having acid sulfate soils. I looked up the SEED website and the immediate area is listed as not having been assessed for acid sulfate soil, so we couldn't see if it was how likely it was, but that other areas around us have been assessed and have found to be affected. Obviously, when the soil is disturbed, releasing the sulfuric acid and causing problems with concrete and other metals in any construction underground, and given that it goes, I think, three stories deep in the basement car park, we're a little concerned about that and how stable the soil is going to be under our house once excavation starts. So we're hoping that we can request for an acid sulfate soil assessment to be done prior to the excavation if it is found that appropriate approvals are obtained before works are commenced. Just two other things really quickly regarding access during construction. We have a garage in the rear lane, and it's a very tight access to the rear entrance of the construction site. We are concerned that maybe our garage and rear gate that access to our garage and rear gate may be impaired during the excavation and construction, and we're just wanting assurance that restrictions are going to be placed on where skip bins and equipment and so on can be placed around our property so that we can continue to have access to that garage, so that Adrian, the other property owner, can continue to operate his handyman business from our garage. And finally, the footpath recommended on page 215 of the report. There's an 800mm footpath to be installed along the length of our granny flat and garage block to provide us safe access to a back gate, which we entirely support. I wasn't able... It mentions that the plans for that are required to be submitted, and we couldn't see that within any of the report, but the report's quite a lot of pages, so it may be that I missed it, but we just want to make sure that that's provided for.
Mm-hmm.
And that's it. Thank you very much.
Any questions?
Through you, Mr. Chair. There's a couple of things here. So the conditions that we're looking at today are on page 203 and 204 as the attachment with the plans for the proposed. Some of the conditions you meant, so in particular, condition number 9 on that page talks about and I'll read it to you because it's important. The proposal to remove the common boundary brick wall with number 1 Illawarra Road and the polycarbonate roof of the dwelling at number 1 is not approved, and those structures are to be retained and protected at all times. So that was one of your concerns, right? Works to stabilise and maintain the common brick wall must be undertaken in accordance with structural assessment completed by D'Ambrose Consulting, etc. Referenced in condition 1, construction certificate plans to be amended accordingly, and that's to maintain the amenity for your premises. So we're looking at that. The original ones that you mentioned, the conditions that you mentioned on 215 are the original conditions to consent, and we are not being involved in those conditions. They stand as is. We can only look at what the conditions are today for the matter that's before us to consider. Okay, so I know you mentioned some of the things from the original one,
yes,
but we're looking at literally that wall and what it's doing for your particular property. Does that make sense?
Yeah, it does, and I thought that was the case as well, but I just thought I'd bring them up just because you know, sometimes when there's like a new version of something and things don't make it into the next one, does that mean that it carries over and it's just assumed that it still stands, or because it's not included, it's no longer relevant, things like this. So I just wasn't entirely sure, but I understand that the focus of this is the wall and the basement.
That's correct, and those consent conditions were from the Land and Environment Court decision at that point.
Great.
Just bear with us a sec.
Right. Thank you. Council office has just advised me in regard to acid sulphate soil. That site is Class 5, which is the lowest rating for acid sulphate soil, and it wouldn't necessitate an assessment for that.
Okay.
That's
good to know. Thank you.
All right. Now, I did have if that's all of your concerns.
It is. Thank you very much. Yes, thank you.
Thank you. I have thank you. Also a Benjamin Black from Planning Ingenuity. I think he's on behalf of the applicant. Mr. Black, are you there? Now, are you here mainly to answer questions?
Yes, exactly.
Good. I have one.
Sure.
Regarding that draft condition, I'm looking at the basement plan, drawing WD010 issue A, job number K881510.
Yes.
Now, that shows the 700 mil setback of the sheet piling wall and the retention of the wall between your property and number one Illawarra Road.
Mm.
Is that right?
Yes.
Good. Then I go on to another plan, which is up at the... It's really a basement car parking plan, and it's drawing BA010 issue I, and it seems to show the basement retaining wall right up against the boundary. Is that out of date or something?
Sorry, can you repeat that reference?
Drawing DA010, issue I suppose it is, on job number KAA1510. It's called the basement plan.
Is that annexed to the report?
Oh, here. Ms. Roach is bringing it down to you.
Thank you very much.
Thanks, Ms. Roach.
Okay, sorry, yeah, so that's the court-approved plan?
Right. Well, is it superseded by
yes.
the previous plan I referred to?
Yes, thank you.
It is.
The condition referencing the approved plans has updated a reference to the current basement plan.
Right.
Which is in the table... the penultimate reference there, basement plan.
Yes. Well, that's the plan I'm talking about that shows the basement wall right up to the boundary again.
The plan
whereas,
I just saw.
Whereas the previous plan, which is the subject of the amendment, is different. It shows this 700 millimetre setback.
That's the amended one, yeah.
Okay.
I think that previous plan I was shown, or the one that Mr. Mertes is bringing up, is the court-approved plan.
So?
2016.
Righto. Well, see, in our recommendations...
Just a sec. Plan number? WD010A1510. You're saying that's the correct plan?
That's right. Correct.
Okay.
All right. Well, why is it not in the amended table of documents then?
I believe the correct approach would be to strike out the previous reference and to include in the penultimate listing in that table, the basement plan WD010 issue A.
Right. Oh, there it is.
Yep. So it'd be to strike out. So it's this one here.
So the one up the front, DA010 issue I, that gets struck out.
I believe so. That's the original plan, which Yes, superseded.
And we're changing the court approval.
That's what I thought. Okay. Otherwise, your private certifier could have a party.
Sure.
Trying to figure out which one.
Okay, I'll let him
was
know.
The approved one. So that means issue I is wrong. What about issue K? Now, it also shows the development right up to the common boundary. And in fact, it says on the boundary, low wall to 1,200 high, fencing to top of wall 600 mils. So is that an original plan too?
I believe it would be. And the current plan, which is indicating the support wall with relation to the adjacent Handley Lane, it would be appropriate if there was a reference to say the ground floor plan was to be updated to reference that amended.
So on the table again, DA-011K, it's out of date too, isn't it?
Yes, with relation to that aspect of the neighbouring.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah.
So what
it
do you
is outdated. Sorry, if I could add, it is outdated only with relation to how the
right.
wall is relating to the neighbour. The remainder of the ground floor plan, moving towards Addison Road, would still be relevant.
Well, that's good. It's just that I'm concerned again about your private certifier saying, "Well, which is the plan
we
I ought to approve?"
Sure.
Okay.
Sure.
So, what do I do with DA-011-K?
We have, as you would have seen in the court consent, a deferred commencement, a bunch of conditions there. It could be added to that to say that the ground floor plan is to be updated to reflect the 2016 ground floor plan.
All right.
Is to be updated to reflect the boundary condition in the current plan.
All right. So, okay, so what I do is in the recommendation, I delete DA-010-I. I can leave DA-011-K in, but I add a subclause saying it has to be updated to conform with this consent.
Just make it a condition of it.
The condition.
Condition of consent.
Yes, yeah. Okay. All right. Are the panel happy to proceed
yes.
on that basis?
Yep.
I'll read the recommendation. That the Inner West Local Planning Panel, exercising the functions of the council as the consent authority under section 4.55 of the Environmental Planning Assessment Act 1979, modify Land and Environment Court consent number 1585 of 2016, dated the 7th of December 2016, to construct a support wall against the southern boundary wall to enable the retention of the existing southern boundary wall in its entirety and to set back the southern basement wall by 700 millimetres at 110 Addison Road, Marrickville, subject to the conditions listed in Attachment A as amended. And I'll continue the amendment to Attachment A in the table in condition A1. In the table of condition capital A1, delete reference to drawing DA-010-I. Do you want me to read that again? Drawing DA-010-I.
DA-010-I.
Title, basement plan. Date, 21-10-16. It's 21.10.16 by AN plus A architects. That's a plus symbol. Okay. By capital AN, symbol plus, capital A, architects. Reference is a single R. The double R's should be a single R. Thanks. And further, in condition, okay, you ready to continue yet?
Yes.
Okay, continuing on, full stop after architects. Drawing DA010-I to be updated to comply with condition 9. Is that? I'm sorry.
Not the number on. Next one down.
DA011-K to be updated to comply with condition 9. Is that correct, officer, in the table? See, continuing in the recommendation, instead of going A1, it goes 9. Yes, they would. But K will have to be updated too.
I think this second table on page 34 just rattles up the new ones.
The new ones as well. It's just meant that to go through.
All right. So I can see in the original consent. Is the same, isn't it? Or is it?
Drawing 11 is still it's slightly wrong. It shouldn't be K-I, it should just be K. That's it.
The condition tells you that it amends those points by the list on the second page. So
yes.
You don't have to go through and delete them all.
Well, you can see in the recommendation, condition A9 is intended to be a replacement for condition part B9 in the original approval. Is that right, officer, I believe? Did you hear me?
No.
If you go to part B, conditions of consent after the deferred commencement, go to condition 9. It's a shorter and more abbreviated version of what we're now intending to approve. Yeah, on page 218. Yes. Well, we're wanting to delete that condition 9 on page 218 and insert the new one, aren't we?
Yeah, but that's how
we
replace it.
So we need to say at some point... Yes. So instead of just having A9 there blankly in the recommendation, we need to say consent condition part B, 9, be replaced as follows.
Yes.
That's when you had read it.
All right. Okay.
In part B.
All right. Thank you. Sorry for that.
That's all right. I think it's right.
Is the panel happy to vote on the amendment? Yes.
It's an attachment A. It's written in the form of a recommendation. Shouldn't it just be a list of conditions, replacement conditions? Or why has it got people who lodge submissions, this is part B, and the people who lodge submissions be advised. This here. But it's a list of conditions, it's not a...
All right.
What's all that there for?
Yes, okay.
And in the beginning in A, that the application under section 4.55 plan assessment be modified. I mean, that's written as a recommendation.
Mm-hmm.
Don't need that there. We just need to say, in our recommendation, in our approval, that the conditions are modified as in accordance with attachment A, and then A should just be the revised clauses.
It could be, except that we still do have to delete drawing DAO and O-I.
Yes. Yes. As modified.
Hmm.
The conditions are modified as per attachment A.
Let me read it.
Yep.
Yes, I think you're right, Mr. Stapleton. I think as it's on the screen before us now, with the recommendation.
I agree.
Ms. Taylor?
Yes, thank you.
Mr. Stapleton.
Except that I would delete that text and that text as being superfluous.
But it's part to advise the persons who made objections. It's quite a normal thing.
Very well.
All right.
It's not... doesn't do any harm.
So I can say the decision's unanimous.
Yes, yes.
Thank you. We'll go on to item 5. Item 5 is DA 2017-00488.03, 44-46 Princes Highway, St Peters, to modify determination number 2017-00488.03 to reduce the extent of level 4 on building B by deleting the requirement for condition 1A, relocate the communal space from level 3 of the building B to the ground floor of building A and add an apartment to level 3 of building B. Ms. Taylor, I think you're going to handle that one.
Yes, thank you much. Chair, there are two people here to address the panel on this matter, mm-hmm. the architect and the planner. Did they wish to come forward? Chair, this is a recommendation in
favour of the application for approval with conditions. So did you wish to address the panel, or did you wish to tell us that the conditions are satisfactory to you?
Thank you. Thank you, Marilyn. My name is Yvette Middleton. I'm from GSA Planning, and I've got Andrea Antoniadis, the architect.
I'm just going to ask you to speak up a little louder. You might note the age of the panel.
Okay, I apologise. My name's Yvette Middleton. I'm from GSA Planning, and I have Andrea Antoniadis, the architect, with me to answer any questions. But first of all, thank you for the opportunity. Our architects have reworked the top two levels, as you've identified, to achieve compliance with Condition 1A. The communal space is likely to be a preferred location for the residents of the adjacent block, and the new two-bedroom unit proposed on level three is in lieu of the communal space. We are pleased with all the conditions, except condition 43, of course, which requires more money, and all the other conditions are quite acceptable. So, yes, please, if you have questions, we're here.
Mm-hmm.
I don't have any questions, Chair.
No, I have no questions.
No questions.
No.
Thank you. Ms. Taylor?
I think it's a result that the panel will unanimously approve the application as set out in the council's report and subject to the conditions. Accordingly,
the recommendation is for approval pursuant to section 4.55 of the EPNA Act to modify this development application 2017 488.03 for the construction of mixed use development at 44 to 46 Princess Highway, subject to the amended conditions listed in the Council Town Planning Report at Attachment A. And I'm in speaking in favour of that, and
I'm in favour.
Thank you.
That concludes
item five.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
We'll go on to item six, DA 2019-00071, 20 Swain Street, Sydenham, the General Gordon Hotel. To reconstruct the hotel, consolidate existing operational consents relating to the premises and provide for a trial period for extended trading between the hours of 10 a.m. and 3 a.m, Mondays to Saturdays, including public holidays, and 12 noon to 10 p.m. on Sundays. Mr. Stapleton, I think you're going to deal with this one.
Thank you. Thank you, Mr. Chairman. This is an application to restore and refurbish the General Gordon Hotel after substantial fire damage. The panel visited the site today and observed not only the subject site but the surrounding streetscape. Are there any speakers, Mr. Chairman?
There are no speakers for this matter.
Is there anyone wanting to speak on this matter?
No. Silence from the audience.
The council officers have reviewed this application, including the submitted heritage impact statement, and have recommended approval. There's no further comment by the panel. I'll read out the recommendation. But before I do that, broadly, the proposal is to restore the exterior form of the building and to adapt and upgrade the interiors, which is, in our view, an appropriate approach. Thanks, Mr. Chairman. As the interiors are significantly damaged, the exterior, I think, and the panel would agree, is worth restoring because of its location in the townscape. Accordingly, the recommendation is that the Inner West Local Planning Panel, exercising the functions of the council as the consent authority, pursuant to section 4.16 of the Environmental Planning and Assessment Act 1979, grant consent to the development application number 2019-00071 to reconstruct the hotel, consolidate existing
operational consents relating to the premises and provide a trial period for extending trading between the hours of 10 a.m. to 3 a.m. Mondays to Saturdays, including public holidays, and 12 noon to 10 p.m. Sundays at 20 Swain Street, Sydenham, subject to the conditions listed in the as Attachment A in the Council Officer's Report.
Thank you. Voting in that?
Yes, sir. In favour?
Agreed.
Agreed from me?
Agreed.
Thank you. Mr. Stapleton will now proceed to item 7 on the agenda, which is DA 2019-00016, 11 to 13 Hunter Street, Lewisham, and that is to demolish part of the premises and carry out ground and first floor alterations and additions to a boarding house. Mr. Stapleton, I think you were going to take the running on this one too.
Thank you.
We have, let me see if we have speakers. I think we do. We have a Graham Regan, a Joanne Hicks, and a Penny Smith, and a Brad Delapierre. Are they all present? Very good. Perhaps take them in order, Graham Regan. Thank you. You'll need to press the button on the mic.
Sure.
Thank you.
Afternoon. My name is Graham Regan of 15 Hunter Street, Lewisham. My wife and I have been residents of Hunter Street for about 25 years. Just a couple of comments. With the proposal, we're concerned about the the motorbike parking that's been suggested. We are opposed to that specifically. We're worried about the impact on parking in the street. During the construction period, we're very worried about impact on our lifestyle in terms of the noise and the damage to and interference in the amenity of the area. We're also concerned about the impact on the shading of our solar panels. Particularly worried about any potential damage to the boundary fences and the utilities that are directly adjacent to the proposed construction area. Mm-hmm. We'd stress that if the approval was to be given, which we disagree with if it was to be given, that there would be strict adherence to any construction time periods that impact on the lifestyle, given the close proximity of the construction to our house and the front bedrooms. Mm. Overall, I'm not against the owners wanting to improve the property, but I think the suggestions and the current plans are in excess of what's appropriate to the area. And it's, how should we say? Just in summary, it's excessive to the what's appropriate to the area, and I'm particularly concerned about the construction period and the difficulties that might present us and the residents. Thank you.
Any questions?
No.
I had one, Mr. Regan. On the plans, I see up the laneway between your house and the existing building containing the boarding house, they show four sites for motorbikes to be parked.
Yes.
Are they in a location that would cause a problem in your house?
It'd be opposed to that proposal because it would create a cannon effect, the noise, because the houses are in such close proximity.
Yeah.
The motorbikes being turned on and rolled down that pathway We're just basically a metre away from one of our bedrooms. It'd be extremely noisy.
Oh, so the window shown on the plans is a bedroom window, is it? In your house?
It's a brick. There's no window opening to the window on the side of the house, but there's a front bedroom window to our house, 15 Hunter Street.
Okay.
But the noise would be quite significant.
But you'd be okay if the bikes were pushed up there and not started till they're in the street?
If that happened, but I doubt that. Yeah, I've seen human nature. People often just turn their motorbikes on when they get on them, don't they?
Okay.
My observation. But in theory, yeah, if it just took rolling down quietly, the motorbikes wouldn't be such an issue.
All right.
But it would be very if they started, it would be very, very noisy.
Okay.
And I think, did I mention before too the impact on the solar panels? I'm concerned about too. Yes. And I think the council staff noted that in their report.
Well, when we were on site, we could see solar panels on the front part of your house.
Yeah.
Well,
on the north side. Yeah.
Mm. Yeah. The works are only proposed at the rear of the existing building. I don't think, unless you've got solar panels down the back of your house too, I can't imagine.
They don't extend at the back presently, but we have been considering putting some in the rear section of the house. But I think the proposal, as I read it, I could be incorrect, might increase some shadowing. Anyway, if I'm incorrect, so be it. But I'm concerned about any development or construction that impacts on the solar panels.
Okay, thank you. Is there any other questions? Thank you, Mr. Regan. Oh, sorry. Did I jump in? Yeah. Joanne Hicks. Thank you. If you'd like to come forward.
Sorry about that. I was only asking a question.
Thank you. If you'd identify yourself.
This one? Hi, my name's Joanne Hicks and I live at 8 West Street, Lewisham. We've read the development assessment report, my husband and I, and we are grateful for the council officers for taking into account our concerns and agree with the reasons and recommendations for the DA report. The development will affect us because of the scale, and it is, as you can see when you actually came to the place, that even from our driveway you can see the building now. So when it's doubling size, it will have a large impact on our backyard. Unfortunately, their recommendations for landscaping cannot be done. As you would have seen, there's a large pepper tree and it has a large branch which is actually on their property. We have actually, in 2017, had the council out, the tree management, to have a look at the tree, and they said the branch cannot be removed. We've done quite extensive work in the gardens to meet council's regulations and try to give some sort of privacy to the house. So our privacy, and also will have major impact, were also by noise. There is large windows down below, which with their north face, during summer, the sun will be there all day, so they will need to open them up for them to have, you know, air and circulation. So it would be very hot, and it also would be very noisy for us. And as there can't be any 5 metre screening at the back, that would also have major impact for us. As also you can see, there's different regulations that will also, they don't agree to, New South Wales government regulations and also Marrickville LED regulations, which aren't adhered to by the development. And that's all I have to say.
Mm-hmm. Thank you. Any questions?
No.
Okay. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. The next person we have is Penny Smith.
Okay.
before we make a decision.
Thank you.
Hi. My name is Penny Smith. I live at 9 Hunter Street, Lewisham, and I'm here with my husband, Paul Mazzamici. First one to say to the council, thank you for considering this very, very complex application in depth, and it is a very complex matter.